And we back with another powerful episode of the Benny Randall Show.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I know you've been waiting for me. You know why? Because I've been waiting for you. It's another powerful episode of the Benny Randall Show right here on BashaniRadio.com. You can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to the hottest show in the entire world. If you want to learn more about me, you can learn at BennyRandall.com. That's with an IE, ladies, all right? Or you can go to my private community at BennyOnDemand.com. Today, we're going to have another powerful show, and we're going to be talking about love, sex, and dating. I always listen to a situation with Sassy, and she the creator of that love, sex, and dating. And I was like, you know what? I want to do a show just about love, sex, and dating. And that's what we're going to do today, right? We have the awesome Valerie Campbell. When she was a little girl, she believed she was a princess until she was taught otherwise. She was taught a lie and she believed it. She believed that she wasn't beautiful, talented, or fabulous. So she hid herself under a Brussels. She put herself in the dark, where she could not see the light. She was lost. As she grew, she became even more lost, going round in circles, bumping into stuff like unhealthy relationships, hurting herself over and over again. Until one day, she had a revelation, and she saw a glimmer of light, and she began to follow it until she found a path home. Back to herself, back to the light. It was a beautiful light. And so now she guides other women from the dark into the light. It's effortless, light, and breezy. Just follow her. Wow, that was pretty deep. Valerie, thank you for joining me on the Benny Randall Show. How are you today?
Hi, Benny. I'm feeling wonderful. I'm here in London, Hackney, the home of Leona Lewis and Idris Elba.
Wow. Yeah, having a blast. how was the weather out there? How's the weather? It's hot here in New York City.
It's actually pretty good. It's not bad. It's okay.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you took a little time to join us on the Benny Randall Show. And today we want to talk about love, sex, and dating. But before we get started, just in your introduction, you know, a lot of women say they're in the dark. When you were in the dark, how did you find that light?
Well, when I was in the dark, I had to go through counseling. Because for anybody that knows my past, that listens to my shows, I was abused as a child. And so my self-esteem was really low. And as I grew into a teenager and a young adult, I didn't think I was beautiful. I certainly didn't think I was sexy. And so it was only through counseling, and then that led me onto the road of personal development. And I'd always been a spiritual person, always sought God throughout the whole process. It was only through a a combination of those factors, that direction that I was able to, you know, let me just say, get my sexy back.
That is so powerful. You know what I love? I love how our people talk from London. Like, that accent is just so freaking awesome. I was just trying to figure out if I had an accent that bad. You know what I mean? With my deep voice, it'd be like, I would kill him. I would kill him. You know what I mean? That is beautiful. So let's start with the first part of this three-part, what we're going to talk about, love, sex, and datings. Let's start with the dating part. Valerie, dating has truly changed in our society now, because with the internet, you know, you can be whoever you want on the internet. And and then when people meet each other, they'd be like, what happened to that person? I've been I've been texting and FaceTiming and all of that. And then they recognize that that's not really who they were. What has changed about dating in this digital age that we live at, in this internet age?
Yeah, I mean, there are the negative sides to it. You know, people painting a false reality of who they are, or putting pictures of themselves, which, you know, completely doesn't actually reflect what you actually see in real life. But, you know, they say that
you just hit a sour. I ain't going to say nothing about that. Let's just say so I see some people putting pictures up on themselves, and then you see them in person somewhere, and then they're like, like, hold up. Who was that on your post? Like, you sure don't look like that person, boy. I tell you.
Yeah. But you know what? Necessity is the mother of invention.
Necessity is the mother of what? I'm sorry.
That
I think
dating would take off the way it has.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in a world where technology increases, like it feels like the speed of light. People are increasingly busy, and so it's a great tool for people to connect with people. You know, you meet their criteria and vice versa, and use that as a platform so that they can meet. But of course, you know, the real chemistry happens when you actually meet the person. And that's when you are revealed with the truth or a lie.
That's very, very powerful. So let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people now that they will text you, but they won't actually picked up the phone. Like you can be in a text conversation with somebody, and then you'd be like, hold up, I'm tired of texting, let me just call this person. And then you call that person and they won't pick up, but you've been texting them for the last 30 minutes. As you think, why is that? Do you think we're losing the connection between men and women because of the digital world we live in?
Oh, 100%. You know, they say that communication is only 7% words. And when you think about it, people are having WhatsApp romances and they're not able to feel the actual vibe of that person because...
Hold up. You got to explain to my audience, what's a WhatsApp romance? What is that? I've never heard that terminology, a WhatsApp romance. Exactly. Explain that to my audience.
It's as you described. You know, the texts are going back and forth. There's no conversation on the phone, so they can actually feel what that person is actually about. You know, you've got different grades of communication, and what they have to realize, like a lot of these women, is that sometimes I'm going to speak about it from the men's side. Sometimes they can be texting 6 girls at the same time. And the one that takes the bait.
I've never heard of such a thing, but go ahead.
The one that takes the bait, and they pursue the conversation with them. So
you mean you're trying to tell me that men are have a block of numbers that they send out texts, and whoever bites, that's who they're talking to today? Because I don't know none of these guys, so I'm just curious how this works.
Oh my gosh, maybe I'm encouraging it somehow by revealing this. But yeah, they could text, say, 6-7 girls at the same time and say, "What's up, baby?" And
let me ask you something. Does that go both ways? Because there's some women that's strategically very good at that. So I don't want you to just throw it all on the men. You know what I mean? Because remember, it takes two to tango, right or wrong.
It definitely works both ways. But I'm just coming from the perspective, because obviously as a coach for women, I'm just I'm just basically replaying back what I've heard.
Okay, vibe and, lady, you go ahead and do that thing. Go ahead.
So, the art technology, when you think about Facebook, WhatsApp, you know, the different modes of communication, Messenger, all these technology based systems have stopped people from engaging in real communication, just having a conversation on a one-to-one basis. So, of course, that's going to affect, you know, the way that the romantic, the romance progresses.
I noticed something you often said, and before we dive into that, let me just go a little deeper here. What are men doing wrong when it comes to courting, I guess, because I hear a lot of women saying that men are no longer courting women. They are just, can I hit it and get with it? Or you know, is that a true statement? Is that how women are feeling now? People saying, I hear women saying, he doesn't give me any roses. He doesn't give me any flowers. He doesn't take me out to dinner or whatever. But at the same time, you got some women who don't want that. They'd be like, I ain't got time for all of that. Let's just do what we do. Where are we going wrong here?
Right. So really what you're asking me is chivalry dead?
Correct.
You know, you have women, the traditional man, the traditional women. That's still like a standard requirement amongst the older generation. You know, the opening of doors. They're not surprised if a man opens the door for them. They're not really into this women's liberation. Like, we're independent, so we don't need, you know, your help in opening a door, for example. And, you know, I love traditional men. You know, they'll still send women flowers. It's all about making them feel feminine. But, you know, we're living in a high sex economy where a lot of women are basically displaying a lot of the masculine side, because remember, as individuals, we have feminine and masculine energy within us. And, you know, as life has progressed, women who are single parents, who are probably working one job or two jobs, they're a lot in their masculine energy, which means they have to do and make things happen. So being in that independent state, it doesn't lend then for them to be dependent on a man. And that can actually be a bad thing for a relationship, because then the man doesn't actually feel needed in a relationship.
Okay, let me ask you something. Is the way dating being affected also part of the woman's problems? Because, and I'm gonna tell you why, there's a lot of more independent and more financially stable women, you know, mm-hmm. who are running companies and, you know, doing things that they didn't normally do, you know, back in the days. So that's also beginning to take away their time and attention that, you know, maybe men were accustomed to, dealing with, you know, in that capacity. How has the shift in economics, you know, between men and women changed the landscape of how we each deal with each other?
Well, yes, it's basically like what I just described. You know, women that are running multi-corporations, you know, in roles of leadership. A lot of the women, for example, that I have spoken to or coached, they're women who are actually wanting a masculine man. They're actually crying out for it, but they don't know how to let go of that masculine energy that they're holding, so that they can then be with a masculine man. I don't know if you've heard of the law of sexual polarity.
No, maybe you can explain it to me. I like to hear anything that puts sexual in the beginning.
So the law of sexual polarity says that as individuals, we have masculine and feminine energy within us. And the more masculine energy you have, the more feminine energy you will attract. So the more masculine energy women.
So you mean the more the more manly you are, the more women you will attract? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but I'm talking about in terms of energy, because it also exists in, say, in homosexual relationships. You always find that one is more feminine than the other.
You see? Interesting. So is that so, that's why all the women are coming after me, because I'm so masculine? No, I'm just joking. I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. So basically you're trying to say the opposites attract, like, you know, that type of energy attracts a more feminine energy, and that's how we get the yin and the yang, I guess, of relationships.
Exactly. Yeah. So women that are in these high powered jobs where they happen to live in that masculine energy, they will then attract effeminate type men. But the thing is, these women are actually craving for a masculine man, but they don't know how to take off that masculine energy. They're not even aware that that is what's actually repelling a guy.
Mm. So how do women who are attracting that, how do they get that individual that they're looking for instead of a more feminine version of that? Because, you know, one thing I do know, and that is this, Valerie: you can't have two kings in the house, and you can't have two queens in the house. That I do know.
Exactly. Yeah. So women, that's why they go to coaches, love coaches, because they want to learn how to lead into their femininity. You know, because in a romantic relationship, it's actually detrimental to be in that masculine energy. For example, a masculine energy woman on a date would think that it's attractive to a feminine man to basically reel out all her accomplishments. And a man who is a really alpha male, he's not really so much interested in that. He doesn't want a woman who seems to be competing with him. He wants a woman complimentary.
Okay, you kind of went out. I'm not sure if you
to femininity. It's really like Valerie. Really education.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if your signal's going in and out, but you was going in and out when you were trying to complete your thought. You was talking about the femininity of men and women. So I'm not sure if you in a dead zone or whatever, but can you kind of repeat what you just said?
Okay. So I said that, for example, when a woman with masculine energy, she's on a date and she's looking to, she might, for example, say what her accomplishments are, thinking that that's going to pique an alpha male's interest. Whereas it will be perceived as she's trying to compete with him, whereas alpha male is looking for a woman who's going to compliment him. So that's just like one of the refueling that a masculine energy woman has to have. And there's loads of, you know, different ways in which she can learn to be feminine, because she's kind of in a way being programmed to be that way.
So let me ask you something. Part of why women are not getting, I just want to make sure I'm clear with this, or is this what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Part of why women are mm-hmm. not getting the type of man they want is because of the type of energy they're putting out. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
So if they change that energy, they will then attract a different caliber of person. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow. Interesting. So let me ask you something. What did you learn about your sexuality and how to attract the right man into your life?
Well, what I learned about my sexuality is, again, growing up as a single parent, that's why I can relate to this so much, about the masculine energy and the feminine energy, is that I was accustomed to doing things by myself, building a home by myself, you know, working a job, very, very independent. So I had to learn to have that balance between, yes, I'm an independent woman, but at the same time, being dependent on my partner so that he felt needed in the relationship. Because think about it, if you're independent, why do you then need a man? You see, an independent person, if you want to, will end up just being by themselves if that's all that they are.
Mm-hmm. So you think women can get to
have that balance.
So let me ask you something. So you think women can get to a point where they're so hard, they're so independent,
yes,
that they will no longer attract the caliber of man they want because a man doesn't feel like, okay, she's doing her own thing, so she doesn't really need me. Let me go to somebody who actually needs me.
Exactly. A man like wants to feel like a man, and he can't feel like a man around that type of woman. So he'll go to a woman that he can feel that way.
Very, very interesting. And so what happens to the men that said, I want a woman who knows her identity, or I want a woman who, you know, who can make her own money, and, you know, I want a woman who's focused. So when he says that, is he also saying that, but at home, I don't want her to be that? I'm just trying to understand this.
No. She's an independent woman. But what I'm saying is that when it comes to the romance, that's, don't be a leader in the romantic relationship, especially if she's looking for an alpha male or masculine energy man. So in other words, she allows him to take the lead. You see?
Gotcha.
So it could be something simple as, you know, he wants to take her out for dinner that evening. A woman who is independent but very much in a masculine energy will say, okay, you know what? I'm going to choose the restaurant. I'll book the table. I'll see what time. Da, 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 da. She wants to take over as opposed to leaving the man to work that out himself, you see.
Okay, so you're saying by giving him that opportunity to make the space to make that decision, it puts him in a position of being the king and she's the queen. Is that what you're trying to say? Or
him in a position where she's allowing him to lead, she's giving him the space to lead, you see. So in the relationship, she's actually standing still. She's all of those things that you described, but when it comes to romantic relationship, she has to put that to one side, that leadership quality, and allow the man to step into that role. Because like you said earlier, you can't have two of them wearing the trousers. You can't have two kings.
That's so funny. It's just like because you know, the terminology you use in London, you say the trousers is like, we just say the pants. You know what I mean? So it's like, she's like, you can't have two that's wearing the trousers. It's just like, I have to remember who I'm talking to here. That's funny. That's awesome, Duel. That's definitely awesome. As we dive a little deeper into this, that this is getting very, very interesting. So let me ask you this, Valerie, on this part. Why do women keep saying there's a shortage of good men? There is so many powerful brothers out here like myself and all of these things. Why are so many women saying there are a shortage of good men? Where's that coming from?
And you know what? That just goes straight back to what I was just saying. Looking for the men
Valerie, you went out. You stopped at.
Well, they say good man.
Valerie, hello. I don't know what's going on with your phone, though. But you said that goes straight back to what I was saying, and then you went dead. So can you go back to that point?
Like
you're going in and out, like as if you're hitting dead spots or something.
Oh, that's strange, because I'm in the same position.
Can you hear me clearly? I can hear you clearly now. Just like, you know, some of these times you're going off, you're going out and in.
Thank you.
So I want to make sure that the audience gets to hear your complete thought. So let's try this again at that point. You say that mm-hmm. goes back to what you were saying about the mm-hmm. energy. Go ahead.
Yes. That goes back to what I was saying about the energy, because they're saying that there's not enough good men out there. And part of that description of being a good man is showing up as a masculine man. But like I said, if they're not showing up as a feminine woman, then they're not going to attract the masculine man. So of course it's going to appear as if there's not enough men out there that they're taking. And the more that they have that belief and it's reinforced within them, especially because they're not aware that they're showing up in their masculine energy, then you know what? The universe says, your wish is my command. I'm going to give you more evidence of what you're believing. You see? So,
because I always run, you know, when I'm out there speaking around the country, and people, I always have women ask me this question, and it's always, how can I get a successful man like yourself? I'm curious to know what your thoughts on that is. I know what my thoughts is, but I'm curious to before I tell you
your thoughts,
I will tell you my thoughts, but I want to hear what your perspective is first. Can we do that, please?
Okay, right. So first of all, I would say that a woman has to see herself as a high value woman if she wants to attract a high value man. So how does she see herself?
That makes a lot of sense. That definitely makes a lot of sense. Go ahead.
You know, has she got a high self-esteem? Has she got high standards? Does she have boundaries? You see, all of this determines how she actually shows up. And you attract who you are, not what you want.
Very, very powerful. I like that point. So a woman who's looking for a type of man like me, what is your advice to them? And then I'm going to give you my point of view of that same question. I'm just curious to hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah, she has to. What I'm saying is that she has to work on herself. She has to work on herself and perceive herself as high value. She has to understand what she can offer in the terms of how she can be complimentary to a man like that. And once she's got that, then she'll start to attract in higher quality men. Because she'll be polarizing, you know. The men that don't meet that criteria won't even be able to step to her, or if they do step to her, her boundaries will be like, nope, you know, you can't step here.
So, be very, very short-lived, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So she'll find that she'll start to attract higher quality men as she herself changes internally. And her self-perception about herself increases.
That's very, very powerful.
Because what a lot of women do is they tend to drop their standards as opposed to allowing a man to rise to that standard. Now, a man who is a high-value man, he's not going to be daunted by challenges. He thrives on that. And so if he really wants that woman, he will have to basically live up to her standards. And because he's had to basically earn, in a sense, attention with her, then he perceives her as value. Anything that you receive for free, you don't value it.
Ooh, can you repeat that? Girl, hold on. I'm going to give you some hand claps on that, boy. goodness, that was hot. Say that one more time, because I don't think some people heard that right there. Go ahead.
Yeah, anything that you receive, you don't value.
Anything you receive for free, you don't value. That's what you said.
Yeah, anything that you receive for free, you don't value. You know, you value what you have to put in an effort for. You know, like back in the day, men used to go fox hunting. And you know, they would chase the fox, you know, through the forest, through the trees. And it was all about strategy. And then when they finally found the fox, they would, you know, stuff its head and basically mount it on the wall. And they'd be really proud because they'd had to put in an effort to get that fox. Now, imagine if that fox was just dumped on their doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to put in any effort to acquire it. So there's no way they're going to value that of the one that they had to work hard for.
So
you can see where the value comes in.
So I'm going to give you my point of view, just in my opinion. This I'm talking about me, and I'm not talking about anybody. Because of the success I've had in my life, I tend to be attracted to a woman that knows kind of what she wants. You know, often, you know, women will come to me and they'll be like, you know, I want to get a successful man like you. And then I'll ask them a few questions about their own lives, and their lives are in shambles. It's like, you know, I want a man who can make this type of money or whatever, but they're not making that type of money. I want a man who's stable, but their life is not stable. You know what I mean? I want a man who got a six pack, but they got a keg. It's like, hold up. What part am I missing? You want all the things that you are not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, how do you, you know, men can't get past that because one, we're visual first and foremost. You know what I mean?
Visual creatures.
Also with men, a man will, let me be very careful with how I say this. I'm not going to say lower his standards. I'm going to just say that, let me put it this way, because I don't want to get a whole lot of emails and stuff. So let me put it this way. let me put it this way. A man can be very, very successful in what he does. A lot of money, fame, whatever it is. And he will give a woman a chance that's working at McDonald's because she's hot. You understand what I'm saying? You know, like she just hot, and he'll forget everything about everything that he actually maybe really want because she's hot. You know what I mean? So it's a visual thing. Whereas a woman who was in the same position would not necessarily do that with a man if he didn't have all the other things. You understand? Like usually women who are very successful go for men who are even more successful than them. You know what I mean? Whereas men will go for the one with the big booty and the smile. Not saying all of us, I'm just talking in general. Just, you know, you know, if men
well,
will be honest,
men are visual creatures.
Right. Yeah. If we'll be honest, you know what I mean? I'm just saying being honest here, you know what I mean? It's just certain things we would go for that a woman who's that successful at that certain level wouldn't necessarily entertain. You know what I mean? A man like me, what I look for is kindness. You know, I mean, this might sound cliche, but I look for a woman that can put in the same type of effort for attention that I will put in for attention. Like, I don't want to feel like it's one-sided all the time. You know what I mean? Because, you know, regardless of how much money I have or whatever, it doesn't matter because I'm still a human. And as humans, we like to be appreciated no matter what level we're on, right? I don't want to go out, and I'm not saying you give so you can get, but this is for the purpose of an example. I don't want to go out and do everything for you for a special day or special occasion, and then when it comes my time, I get a high five. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
It's like, what part did I miss? Not that I'm looking for, because anything I want, I can do for myself. But it's to me, it's more of the effort they have to put in. And and number two, I'm attracted to women that keep themselves up. You know me. I get my nails done. I get my toes done. I get massages. I make sure my hair is on point. You know what I mean? I exercise. I try to keep it together as much as can, because I believe that women need to see something beautiful, just like we want to see something beautiful about them. So that's all part of keeping it up. And, you know, not more than just keep your bank account up, but let your body go. You know what I'm saying? So I look for a woman that keeps that together. I don't care how old you are, because I've seen some women that are like 50, 60 years old and they are banging. And it's like, whoa, and she keeps it together. Versus I see some women who was banging before they got married. And now that they're married, you know, they're walking around with a football uniform on.
I was just about to say that, yes. That's
you know what I'm saying?
By men. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, these are just, I'm not going to get out there, but these are just things with me, what I personally, you know what I mean? So I'm about that effort. You know, you can't tell me you want me to give you effort and you give zero effort. If I feel like I always got to be the one trying to make this work, I feel like it's lopsided. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I want you to call me. Sometimes I want you to text. Sometimes I want you to get a card that simply say, hey, I would just think about it. That's just me. I can't talk about for other men.
You want to feel appreciated.
Right. The same way I'll go out for, you know, a woman and I'll do the extra things, you know, and I'll do them without being led, you know, if that makes sense. Right.
Yeah, sure.
Wow, Valerie, this conversation is getting deep right here. We'll be right back. Just in case you're just joining us, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. We're talking to Valerie Campbell about love, sex, and dating right here on BashaniRadio.com with the most amazing voice in the world, and that be me. We'll be right back after this short break.
Listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice. Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
I love when we're having such a great conversation, man. And that's what we're having right here on the Benny Randall Show. We're speaking to Valerie Campbell about love, sex, and datings. And yes, we're going to go into that sex part. But just in case you've missed any part of this first half hour, please just go back to the beginning, man, and listen to this, because I'm telling you, there are some nuggets in here. We about to get down to the nitty and the gritty. You better ask somebody. And here is my quote for today. My quote is, I did fall in love with you for a reason. There is no one like you. Anonymous. I did fall in love with you for a reason. There is no one like you. Damn, that was sexy, Benny. All right, cool. All right, Valerie, we back. And before we left, I kind of gave you a little insight. I mean, I don't want to give it all, because I don't want no people to just be listening to this show, you know, trying to hit me up with all this kindness and stuff like this. You know, I just want to give a little.
Trying to matchmake you.
You know, hello, hello. You know what I mean? So let's go. So what did you think of my comments before we left?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I like that. I like the part, especially when you said about the woman matching the effort, and you know that that's not necessarily financial, because you know her earning capacity could be much less than yours, and but it's the effort behind it.
Amen. Because you know what effort shows? Effort shows thought, kindness, and intention. And I'm a very intention man. Like, you know, when people do things, I kind of want to know what's the intention behind it. You know what I mean? Because once you get to a success level, you're always questioning the intention of why people are doing something. You know, are they doing it because they really, truly have a great intention for getting to know me? Are they doing it because of who I am and or what I can do for them? You know what I mean? Yeah. So the intention is always important to me. And I don't think a lot of times people or women think about the intention aspect of it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, coming up in the music business, Valerie, I was able to see a different side of people and women, you know, who was caught up on, okay, he's on stage. I want to do him because he's on stage. Not necessarily because I want to get to know him, but I want to be part of that success, I guess, if they're saying that. You know what I mean? So it taught me a lot about, you know, women. And we were talking about dating. Now we're about to go in.
Intention.
Yeah. Look, we're about to go into sex. Are you ready, Kim? Are you ready? You ready, Valerie?
Yes. So just end that part with saying that love is intentional.
I like how you said yes.
Love is intentional.
Yeah, I like how you said yes. No, I'm just joking. Valerie, what is sexual energy?
What is sexual energy?
Yes.
Wow.
why are you all googly eyes now? What it is?
No, voice? Because I'm like, isn't it obvious? Like, what sort of question is that? What is
well, because energy? You remember, it can't be obvious if we got about 2 million people listening. So I'm sure there's some people on this station that don't know what sexual energy is and how to utilize it to their advantage.
Okay, all right.
Remember, I just interview. We're not talking about, remember, we're not doing this show for you or me. We're doing it for the people that are listening so maybe they can get something from it. You know what I mean? So I have to ask the questions that women have often asked me. What is sexual energy? I know what it is, but can you explain to those listening?
Right, but what, you know, you and I might have a completely different interpretation of what you call sexual energy.
Well, you're the guest, so let's hear yours.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if this is the perspective from which you're talking about, but one of the things that I, you know, like I just said, that love is intentional, and you know, your experience and your learning gets you to that point. But you know, if I look back to my young days, and I think about chemistry, I would associate that with sexual energy. You know, you meet somebody and, you know, you're really hot for that person. You're not really thinking about the things that you just discussed just now, about the intention behind it.
But there's a difference. So, there's a difference between just being hot for a person, because that can simply be lustful or infatuation. Yes. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like sometimes power, money and fame, and I said sometimes, which I'm lying, it's all the time. Power, funny, and money and fame can make people like you. I think Biggie Smalls once said, from ashy to classy, you know, big, black, and ugly, but you know, they still come after me, is basically what he was saying. And you know, sometimes success can make an ugly guy look good.
That Dennis Rodman.
No comment. I don't even know the person, so I'm gonna just let you ride that one out. That was from Valerie Campbell. Yes, it was.
Sorry, Dennis. I'm just not into tattoos, but you know, one man's food is another man's poison, right?
You go, girl. But go ahead and answer the question for the listening audience, please.
Right. So that's my understanding of sexual energy. So you're talking, can you break down what you mean by it?
No. That's sure not how this interview is going to go.
Not really
I'm
sure
interviewing
you.
I'm asking you, what is your definition of sexual energy? And I'm asking you, what does that mean to you?
I don't have a definition of sexual energy.
Really? So how do you know when you like somebody? How do you know when there's something about that person make you want to go, ugh? You know what I mean? Because here's what I know when men and women meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody once told me that a woman can know in the first minute whether that person could be a friend, whether that person could be a booty call, or whether that person can be a husband material. They know very, very, very quickly in the first minute which way they want to ride with this person. You know, in the first minute to 5 minutes, simply because of how that person's energy and that talk, like you said, you know, a lot of time energy is not necessarily what you say, but your body language and how you bring it across. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're picking up on sexual energy, but I suppose I'm looking at it from the perspective of sexual energy doesn't determine if you're, especially if you're looking for a meaningful relationship, that is the be it and end all. Anybody can, you know, of course, a woman or a man can meet the opposite partner and just feel sexual tension for that person straight away. But would I have a particular definition for it? No.
I guess let me dive a little deep in here. I believe sexual energy is the energy of attraction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's meant in several different ways. You can have a powerful sexual energy and use that energy to influence people. You know what I mean?
To influence.
Okay. To influence people. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you can be a very pretty person and you give off a sexual energy of beauty. You know what I mm-hmm. mean? And therefore, yes. people will deal with you or put up with your nonsense a little bit more simply because you are beautiful. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But not necessarily right for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or even when you're giving people attention, like they say, sometimes you can meet somebody that a man or a woman that may not actually be your type, but mm-hmm. after you get to know them, you may find out their personality and the energy they're giving off is a very humbling and a kind type of spirit. So therefore, mm-hmm. you begin to become attracted to that person beyond the physical attributes. You know, yeah. it was a wise person once told me that beauty is only skin deep. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
you know, what happens if your beauty is wiped away in a blink of an eye? Is the person yeah. still inside? Of course. But mm-hmm. can you get past that? So I guess what I was saying is sexual energy makes people do a lot of things they wouldn't necessarily do. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sexual energy creates booty calls. Sexual yes. energy creates courting. Sexual energy make men do things they wouldn't normally do because they're turned on by that woman. And yes. vice versa. Women yeah. to do things they wouldn't normally do because they're turned on by that man.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to ask you one more time. What is sexual energy to you and how is it used to best benefit those who need to attract others?
Oh, right. Okay. So I think I've got a better understanding of what you mean. And I wouldn't necessarily call it sexual energy. I would more call it seduction. What you've described, that fits into my idea. I'm actually currently reading The Art of Seduction. I don't know if you've heard of that book. It's a very famous book.
But I will check it out, though. But yeah. think about just my voice. My voice is sexy as hell. You know what I mean? And to some
You're
woman.
So modest, Benny.
Thank you. I try to be modest. But, you know, on the real, though, it's, you know, some women can hear it and want to, want to get a little closer with the brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then some women can hear it and be like, oh, Lordy, please, you're Dark Vader.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what
like
I mean?
Some women can look at a man with a hairy chest and that does it for them. And for other women, it's repellent.
Well, yeah, that's true. Unless they go to the unless they go to the zoo and see a lot of hair on a gorilla, but you know that's another thing. I'm just joking. But go ahead, you know, because I want to dive more deep into this sexual introvert. You know, because I think so many people nowadays, Valerie, are having sex, but they're not making love. Is there a difference?
Yeah, definitely. There's a difference. I believe that when you make love, it's It's an expression of your love. It's like some people don't believe that it's possible to fall in love with a person even before they've actually physically touched the person, because we're living in this high sex economy. And I actually believe that that things are actually back to front. You see, if you get to know that person and you form an emotional connection with that person, and then, you know, you can't basically consummate that relationship, then that's what I call lovemaking, because now it's an expression of that love. Whereas sex is, to me, it's primal.
Yeah, because I've heard, I think a lot of women don't realize love. That men can have sex with a woman and have mm-hmm. zero attachment. Whereas women, if they have sex with a man and there's automatically an attachment, and someone once told me it's because of the fluid that they release, the hormone they release.
Yeah, the oxytocin runs through our system.
Right. And it causes an attachment, I guess. What is it called?
It's oxytocin. It's the bonding hormone. The same hormones that we secrete when we're nursing a baby, which causes the bond.
Can you buy that in Walmart?
Well, I'll put it in the man's tea.
Yeah. Or
Diet Coke.
Hey, there it is. Oh, we can put it in her woman tea. Let me stop. We just joking, people. Please don't send me no emails. We just simply tea joking.
Well, necessity is the mother of invention. So if anybody want to run with that idea, they can.
I hear that. That came from Valerie, not from Benny Randall. Okay. I'm just saying.
But you know what? Going back to sexual energy and me saying that I see it as something that you can incorporate in seduction. So a woman can actually use her sexual energy to get what she wants out of a man. Now, you particularly see that in women who have sugar daddies, you know? So they cater in to the sugar daddy's sexual needs.
What is a sugar daddy? Is that a man? Is that a man who likes sugar?
if you want to put it that way.
Well, yes. I don't want to, because we got listeners that may not know what exactly is a sugar daddy. What's a sugar daddy?
Right. Well, a sugar daddy is an older gentleman.
Oh, he has to be older.
He has to be older.
Okay.
So, for example,
is that sugar daddy protocol?
Yes.
Okay.
That's part of the protocol, definitely.
Okay.
And he's usually about 20 years older. And maybe he might not be that great looking, but he's quite successful in what he does. And so a woman can actually, you know, if she's into that sort of thing, strategize a way to actually get him using her sexual energy to reel him in.
Is she reeling him in? Is she reeling the wallet in?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. You go, Benny. You go. Yeah, I like how she went around that. She said, use her sexual attraction to reel him in. Girl, let's keep it 1,000 on this show. You mean to reel that wallet in. So my understanding absolutely. From what you're just saying is that basically a sugar daddy is somebody who can financially help someone who can then turn back around, who will give him physical attention for that financial assistance. Is that what we're seeing?
Absolutely. And we also see in stripper clubs, you know, we see women gyrating around a pole and we see men throwing money at that sexual.
But I thought a strip club is for fantasy purposes, not necessarily a sugar daddy. It's just like to a strip club. At least, I've been to a strip club before. So yeah. I know when men go there, it's just like a fantasy. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with a sugar daddy. That's the second point that I'm making.
Oh, okay. It's just like you just want to go. just for a moment, you just want to escape. You want to see somebody shake what their mama gave you. And then, you know you're not going home. They know why you're there. You're there to see them shake what they got. And they're there to get that green stuff. So it's a transaction versus what you're saying to sugar daddy is a woman who is allowing this person to think they have interest in him based on the financial help they may be able to get from that person.
Exactly.
Okay, that's two different things.
Yes, two different things. And, I was speaking to a friend of mine who used to work in a stripper club, and he was the DJ there, and he was explaining to me that some of the guys that actually come in, they are addicted to come in there. And the only way that he can describe is that it's like, like when you go to Vegas and you've got the machines and you put the money in.
When you go to where, I'm sorry?
Vegas.
Okay, Vegas, yeah, like the casinos. And you put the
money, yeah, that's right. And you put the money in the slot machines and you keep on thinking, just the next one I'm going to win. And these women reel these men in with their sexual energy. They tantalize them and they create this fantasy that, they can get them.
But that goes back to what I talked about, intention. Mm-hmm. Like, they have an intention, and their intention is to get that guap, as I hear the young people saying, that money, that paper. So that's a little different from, having a sexual attraction to somebody that you really want to, get to know versus somebody you just want to do. Because there's some women who, or men who, have no interest in that person. They simply want to hit it and then be done with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so sexual energy can be used in a lot of different ways. You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely. Sexual energy is used to sell cars.
Well, you're not lying, because sexual energy is used to sell a lot of things. You know what I mean? Every day you're selling yourself. You know what I mean? It depends on who's buying and if what you are offering is making it be attractive to them. You understand?
Absolutely. Sex sells.
So that's the number one selling thing on the internet. The second thing is information, but the number one selling thing on the internet is sex, and nobody will beat that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Point blank, sex sells. Rihanna, all of them, they know this, and they use it. They use it to the Kim Kardashian. They use it to their advantage.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Sex and beauty, money, power, fame, all those things attract large number of people because people want those things in their lives.
Yep, it's as old as time. Even when you think of the days like Marilyn Monroe, for example,
do you think true love still exists in the times we're in right now?
I think true love does exist. And like I said, love is intentional. And if you put an intention out there to attract that and you believe that you can have it, then I believe that you can.
It just seems like now it's so easy to get it, depending on what you offering. That I think the time and the effort and the chivalry and all those things that where men and women used to court each other is no longer part of the equation. So therefore, it just seems it's rambunctious nowadays.
Yeah. Because it's like, if you're not going to give it to me, then I'll just go to somebody who can.
So we're getting down to our final. This conversation went so damn quick. We need a couple more hours, honestly. Give me three things women find attractive from men.
In a man, find attractive.
Yes, because you're always telling a woman how to get that man. So give me three things what women find attractive in a man.
Okay, well, she finds sincerity. Stroke honesty, right? I'm going to put that in the same category.
What do you say? Sincerity?
Yes, sincerity and honesty. I put that in the same category.
Okay.
A man who knows what he wants. You know, he's got his goals. He knows what his 5-year plan is.
Confidence and focus.
He knows exactly where he's going. And I would put confidence as the third one. I wouldn't wrap it in with the two. Confidence in his abilities. I believe for a woman, that is the most attractive trait.
A man confident.
Oh, yes.
Is that why I got so many women running after me?
I'm just joking. Probably. No, you're not.
I'm just joking. I'm a humble guy, man. I don't do nothing but come home and.
Yeah, just because you're humble doesn't mean that it's not true.
I chill out with my kids. We have fun at Six Flags, and you know,
I'm sure you got women watching, Benny. Come on, you know that.
I have no
idea. Your humble, modest self.
No, not me. They. Women don't find me attractive, man. I'm just a little humble guy.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's all good. Valerie, thank you for being on the Benny Randa Show, where we talk about love, sex, and dating. We're going to have to
do
a part two, because honestly, I ain't even get past my first 5 questions. So
okay. We'll definitely save that for part two.
You know what I mean? So in your final words, love, sex, and dating. Give it to me.
Love is intentional. That is it. Make love intentional.
Make love intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's how you do it. Valerie, if people want to reach out to you for more, get your book and all of that good stuff, learn more from you, maybe get some coaching from you, how can they do that and where can they do that?
Okay, well, I'm an author, so my book is available on Amazon, and it's called She's Got That Vibe. Also, my second book, Blind Spot, that's available on there too. If you want to reach out to me directly, you can contact me at www.valerieacampbell.com/apply. And in the main, I help women who are having the same pattern of attracting the same results in relationships, and they need that pattern to be broken so that they can attract the type of man that they want. Mm. So reach out to me if that sounds like you.
Are you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram, secretvibe.co.uk.
Mm. Very, very. Thank you all the way from London, Valerie. This has been an absolute wonderful conversation. It's like I don't even want to leave, but we gotta go. You know what I mean? But I'm so glad that you took your time all the way from London to talk to us here in New York and around the world.
Yeah, it's close to midnight.
It's close to midnight. Oh, wow. See, that's what you call dedication, because it's only like 6:41 here in New York City. So I thank you for, you know, your time, okay?
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Benny, for having me.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, reach out to her at valerieacampbell.com and, you know, support that book and support what she's doing and all that she's helping women find their true love of their life. Ladies and gentlemen, what do we learn today? I believe that love, sex, and dating, as I always hear a situation from Sassy say, it's very important, and I think we got to get back to having conversations again about, you know, those things, because a lot of times the digital world has allowed people to forget about human contact, and you can't replace human contact, ladies and gentlemen. You just can't replace it. You got to be able to connect with people on a personal level. That's why I like to meet people in person, and because you'll never, you know, people hear me on my show and the things, and, you know, but they feel a total different energy if you have the privilege of meeting me in person, and you can see that I have a genuine love for people in general. And I hope this conversation has stirred something in you to look a little deeper. One thing I do know is this, ladies and gentlemen, you will never find love until you learn how to love yourself. That I can absolutely tell you. You have to love yourself before you can attract the love of others. All right? I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. the number one voice in the entire world. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or my private community at BennyOnDemand.com or right here on Bashani Radio every Friday and whenever I feel like it on The Benny Randall Show. I bring it to you, baby, straight without no chaser, all right? Until next time, I'm going to leave you with a little Keisha Cole right here. This song is so damn sexy. I can't wait to see you next week, all right? Please reach out to me. Tell me how you feel. Leave your comments. Reach out to me at Benny Voice on YouTube. Benny The Voice on YouTube, I'm sorry. And whatever else, you can reach out to me, all right? But whatever you do, holler at your boy. I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. I'll leave you with a little Keisha Cole here. Let's get it, Keisha, baby. Oh, sicky. I can't wait to see you again.
I used to think that I wasn't fine enough. And I used to think that I wasn't wild enough. But I won't waste my time trying to figure out why you playing games, what's this all about? And I can't believe
don't give up the day job. So I'm going to say back from London.
So much, and join us next time on the Benny Randall Show right here on BashaniRadio.com. Good night.